In the headlines, the central bank announces strict new guidelines for commercial banks in dealing with customers. The education ministry promises measures to prevent recurrence of the school behavior pictured in viral videos. And the Christian Council calls on parents to provide better guidance for their children as it condemns the behavior. This is the Evening Edition on Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. The Barbados Central Bank today announced a strict new set of guidelines for how commercial banks and deposit-taking financial institutions must operate and deal with customers, including the charging of fees and handling of complaints. The minimum standards have been outlined by Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge and other senior bank officials during a media briefing. Among other things, the new guidelines require that banks who wish to impose new fees or increase an existing one must apply for permission 60 days in advance. In addition, they cannot charge individuals for electronic transfers using batch or real-time processing. They also need to provide information to customers on how to lodge a complaint, must acknowledge receipt of complaints within 3 to 5 working days, and are obligated to respond in writing, setting out the reason for the decision and stating what they propose to do. Dr. Greenidge says these new standards for commercial banks and deposit-taking institutions are to ensure greater transparency in the banking system and that customers know their rights.
Fees, for example, there's a lot of public disclosure early in the year about fees, personal rate of charges, what it costs to do a financial transaction. What are your rights? And it talks about things like account opening, fee setting, fee structure. It talks about display of information and products and things like that. So consumers know, well, if I go to a financial institution, this is what I can expect. These will be charges I can expect. This is what I should not see if I'm trying to open an account, kind of time I should be looking at, what information should be asked, and those sort of things.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. The Ministry of Education says measures are being put in place to prevent a recurrence of incidents such as the lewd dancing of a group of primary school students that was captured in a series of viral videos. The group of what appeared to be class 4 students was shown in the videos gyrating on each other in a classroom on their last day of primary school before moving on to the secondary level. The videos triggered widespread expression of outrage among the general public, and the Ministry of Education promises that the students will get counselling. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw issued a statement after meeting with school officials today.
We met with the principal, senior teacher, information technology coordinator, and the class teacher this morning. The ministry is satisfied with the plan that will be put in place to prevent future occurrences like these on school property. I use the opportunity to commend the principal and team for being proactive in this situation. As soon as it came to her attention, she began to address it.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw. The National Council of Parent Teacher Associations has joined the growing chorus of concern over the lewd behavior shown in the videos. General Secretary of the NCPTA, Nicole Brathwaite, believes it's a trend that society as a whole needs to address.
We are displeased, we are appalled as parents who are raising children in a particular way. Nobody wants to see their children doing that, but by the same token, we have to realize that it takes a village. And if there, it may not be my child, but it might be somebody else's child that is in my community. And we have to start speaking to the children in our communities. We have to start mentoring and start looking out and start, again, speaking to children. When we see them cursing on the road, when we see them behaving in certain ways, this hands-off approach that some people have taken because they don't want the children to get off at them, or they don't want a boy to come and shoot at them, what are we going to do? We have to take back the reins.
Ms. Brathwaite thinks parenting and the home environment from which children are coming are key factors.
We have to look at the fact that this is an environment that the children are probably, that they're coming from, that they're bringing this behavior from, because I am certain that they're not seeing it in school. They're not being taught that way. If they go to church or Sabbath school, they wouldn't see that in school. So we have to look at the home environment. We have to see what we're exposing them to, rather by intention or omission. Parents have to really look at the moral development of their children and make sure that they are making sure and putting the checks and balances in place for the children that they're raising.
General Secretary of the NCPTA, Nicole Brathwaite. Chairman of the Barbados Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Cicely Athill Horsford, has also condemned the behaviour depicted in the videos. She tells Starcom Network News the church can only do so much, and she believes parents need to take greater responsibility for their actions.
I am appalled. Those are learned behaviors. The church is not happy. We cannot condone it. Not that we are shaming the children, but these children need to know what they're doing is not right. And so I am calling on everybody, those of us behind the cameras, those of us who are sending them and forwarding them, those parents, I blame them. Many of the children don't go to church, so what the church is doing about it, those are the people that we don't reach. Because they don't come, we need to hold them and guide them into the right path.
Chairman of the Barbados Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Cicely Athill Horsford. Meantime, Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, rejects the notion that the so-called ZR culture is to be blamed, but he says the owners are determined to stamp out undesirable behaviour on their vehicles. He was responding to the comments of some of the callers on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks with David Ellis, who saw a link between some of the negative trends among young people and what they called the ZR culture. Educator Sandy Field Kelman, a regular Brass Tacks contributor, was among those highlighting what they considered to be undesirable behavior on route taxis and minibuses. She spoke of her alarm over what she said transpired when she boarded a minibus with a group of children who she was taking on a tour. Ms. Field Kelman wants a crackdown.
So much loud music. Then a guy got in the bus and lit up a spliff. So we went down to the back of the bus. And I will not repeat the words, but it was about men's parts and women's private parts. And there are young children in the bus, David. Why do we have to pay our money to have to sit and go through this? Where are the authorities who are supposed to clamp down on these types of things? The owners of the buses.
Educator Sandy Field Kelman speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today. We apologize for the poor audio of the extract as technical difficulty was experienced during the program. Down to Brass Tacks with David Ellis will be repeated at midnight. Mr. Nana, the APTO chairman, says the owners are determined to eliminate bad behavior on their buses, but he does not believe the minibus or ZR culture should be blamed for the lewd behavior pictured in the videos.
This behavior that we saw with the school children, you know, everybody call it a ZR culture. It is not. It is something that is overweight of Barbados. It is really sad behavior. We're seeing this in parties all over the place. You know, it's really ridiculous. It's actually a sexual act performed by adults, which obviously the children now are doing the same thing. Now, with respect to the minibuses, whoever is doing it, it is wrong. We are totally against any behavior of that nature. And as owners, anytime you are seeing this, please contact the association, contact the owners, contact the transport authority, because we want to stamp out this behavior, whatever it rears its head up. It is not the norm, definitely not. It may be one or two that will get carried away.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana. And in Trinidad and Tobago, Police Commissioner Erla Harewood Christopher says the country has not lost a handle on crime, even though they recorded 14 murders over the weekend. Speaking at a news conference last night, the commissioner said Of the 14 murders, 7 were gang-related, 2 were drug-related, 2 due to robberies, while the motives of 3 of the murders were unknown. Recapping the top stories, the central bank announces strict new guidelines for commercial banks in dealing with customers, and the education ministry promises measures to prevent a recurrence of the school behavior pictured in viral videos. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.